Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Oh yes, we have some answers. We have a lot of good information to share with you, just like we do every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Hope things are going well at your house, and I hope that we can make it just a little better, maybe provide a little bit of escape from some of the things you're having to deal with so that we can talk about your home and some of the things you can do to improve it. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. I hope everyone had a very happy, healthy Memorial Day weekend, which was just last weekend. And I know most of the country, a lot of the country, has opened up a little bit. So probably you're spending time outside, maybe working on your house or your yard. But if you have a home improvement question about your home, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We sure want to help you any way we can. We take a lot of emails, and we certainly encourage you to send us one, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And if you'd like to give us a ring on the Today's Homeowner hotline, we encourage you to do that as well. It's pretty easy, 800-946-4420. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anytime you have that question or you want an opinion on something or you think of something that you would like for Joe and I to discuss a little bit, go ahead and let us know. 800-946-4420. Very easy to reach out to us. And certainly hope everything is going well around your home. I know a lot of people are tackling a lot of different projects. I'm talking with people in the ceramic industry, talking about how they just about can't keep ceramic in stock because so many people are venturing into some backsplashes, redoing some things. And Joe, I'll tell you, this time of the year, the home and garden areas of the home centers are very, very busy, but they are really busy right now. And the plant prices have gone up and they're running out of things all over the place. The people are not just sitting around, or at least the people we know.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as the weather turns nicer, people are outside finally working on their landscape and their gardens. In fact, I was at Home Depot just 2 or 3 days ago to pick up some plywood, and I pulled in, and it was like a Wednesday or Tuesday, and the parking lot was almost full. And I thought, what is going on here? And there was a giant tractor-trailer truck parked in the parking lot, and they have, and I assume this is the same with Home Depot as all over the country, and here in Connecticut, they had a large section of their gardening department is outside in the parking lot. It's kind of fenced off, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a couple of workers out there, and the truck was unloading, and people were standing in line waiting, you know, like waiting for this stuff to come right off the truck. So Yeah, if you're in the plant business, if you're selling plants, you're doing really well right about now.
I know it. I was amazed at some of the plants we're putting in around our house here. I don't remember them being that. We had some shrubs we bought the other day, the hollies. Now, they were about 7 foot tall, but they were $100 a piece.
Yeah, that's actually pretty affordable for a 7 foot tall plant. Trees in particular are really expensive.
Wanting to put some borders up and things like, you know, along the edge, some shrubs here and there. And, you know, I got out and started walking. Look, it's 300 feet. And I want to put them about 5 foot apart. That's 60 of them. And even the 4 foot ones are $50. And I'm going, wait a minute, that's close to $6,000. Maybe we only want 4 plants, you know, instead of 60.
So. plant them horizontally. They'll take up more space.
Yeah, it's amazing. But, I mean, plants are beautiful. Every single thing that you do to your home and your yard, it really does make a big, big difference. And we touch on a lot of those subjects here as well with some of our Around the Yard segments. And would you know, if you have some questions about your yard, would certainly encourage you to head by todayshomeowner.com. Lots and lots of information there, videos, and a little bit of everything there. Joe, I have to admit, I'm feeling every time I go fishing, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm cheating on you because
you're not coming. You're not bringing me along with you.
Right. That's what I mean.
I just you should feel guilty.
Guilt. So, but this particular time, tomorrow morning, daylight, I'm going spearfishing. And so since you don't scuba dive, and so I don't feel quite as guilty. So I will hopefully have an opportunity tomorrow afternoon to shoot some big, nice pictures after I shoot the fish. And all this is 100% legal. I've got all my I've stick to all the rules. I have all my license bought and all that kind of thing. But if I catch one, you'll know about it because I'll send you a picture immediately.
Oh, please do. And do you have a way of taking photographs or video while you're spear fishing, like while you're under the water?
Yeah, we have GoPros. And it actually is pretty attractive when you see it mounted to your head. So, you know, you mount it right on top of
right,
your head.
Right, of course, yeah.
And or a lot of guys mount them to their spear guns. And so, because you're always pointing your spear gun, you know, wherever you're looking. And then when you shoot and you shoot a fish, it's a pretty interesting, the ride, if you don't shoot it and have the right kind of shot, the fish gets very lively and drag you around or, you know, so that's always interesting.
So
and that's
we'll, also so we'll have footage. Live footage of you being towed to like the coast of Portugal.
Right,
they'll just
kind
of take you right across, right out of the Gulf. Right,
nice. Yeah. Big fish, yeah, that can happen. So it's you have to be careful.
Be careful down there.
I've never had to let go of my gun before, but I'm prepared at any moment to do so. I actually have a little quick release thing on it that if I happen to get over my head with a shot, then I can disconnect it and wave because I'm not being drug around. Hey, we certainly want to welcome you to the show. And a lot of times here at the start of the show, we want to share with you a little bit of information and something that we found out about recently. And a lot of people are always interested in trends. What are other people doing? What are popular? What are some of the best projects that you can do to your home to give you the best return on your investment? And Joe did a little bit of research on this. And Joe, you found some interesting things there that people throughout the country are embracing around their homes.
Absolutely. And one of the most interesting things is what's fueling this drive to remodel. And homeowners nationwide, this isn't just in one part of the country or the other, are remaining in their homes on average 13 years. Now, that's significant because just 9 or 10 years ago, they were only in their homes about 8 years before moving. So that's 5 years longer. So what does that mean? Well, of course, it means they're remodeling. They're not moving, so they're fixing things up. And, of course, that still includes kitchens and baths for their most, the very best place to invest your money, entertainment rooms. And something we talk about here on Today's Homeowner Radio all the time, outdoor entertainment spaces and living spaces and cooking spaces, anything you can do, because especially this day and age where we're spending a lot of time at home, it's nice to have those outdoor spaces. And the other thing that made this survey that people are working on are security devices, including electronic doorbells, surveillance cameras. And as well as, this is something I'd never heard of. I didn't know this thing even existed. Maybe you've heard of this, Danny. People are starting to invest more money in mailbox vaults. You know what that is?
Yeah.
A mailbox vault?
Yeah.
I looked it
up
to see a picture of it. I thought, oh, yeah, I think I've seen those. It's essentially it's hard to describe it, but you can Google it. It's basically like a rectangular vertical box that's made out of metal and usually is very decorative and has a regular mailbox and a mailbox slot. But there's also like what they're calling a vault, which is a locked compartment down below. So when UPS or FedEx or somebody comes to deliver something that can't fit in the normal slot, they can drop it down into this locked vault and then you go and you unlock it. And so people are buying and installing these vaults. There's one company that's called Ore Vault, O-R-E, Ore Vault. I looked them up and they had some beautiful. So if you're interested in what these are, you can look that up. And a few other things, sustainability, of course, is thinking green and putting in more natural surfaces, including stone, rattan, hemp, terracotta, anything like that. Bath and kitchen, of course, and entertainment spaces outside. And they're also investing a lot in cooking systems, outdoor cooking systems, including not only grills, but smokers and pizza ovens and even big screen entertainment centers. I know when you were at your previous house, you had remodeled the outside and you had a beautiful screened-in area that had at least a couple of TVs. But now I think they're talking about larger, you know, more entertainment centers that you can watch more than just a local football game, but all kinds of movies.
Well, at my new house now, I have a pretty good-sized television out there mounted to the ceiling with a little arm that comes down that's kind of cool.
Right.
And then, of course, we have different streaming services and things like that that we can go to with apps on our phone. So, yes, it's kind of cool there. When I was researching a little bit, I'm in the process of building my outdoor kitchen right now. There's a lot of information out there, especially on todayshomeowner.com, that can inspire you a little bit and also keep you from making mistakes that a lot of people make. There's a lot of little things there that you have to remember. I mean, you know, logical things like not having having your grill next to your outdoor refrigerator, certain things like that, that as you're in the middle of designing it, you might just not think about. So it's good to do that research, take some notes, and wade through all of the information out there to get what's right for you. And that way you do that planning in advance on any kind of project, and it's bound to work out a lot better. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us, and hope you're enjoying your weekend. And coming up, we're going to talk about a homeowner that's having a lot of problems with a heat pump they have in their attic, and it's just making so much noise. Can it be quietened down a little bit? We have a few suggestions. Also, almost every week we deal with humidity issues where someone's just has a really bad problem with excessive moisture under their house. What can you do when you have that real excessive moisture under there? And also flies, it's that time of the year where flies are everywhere. That's just a sample of what we're going to tackle during this week and during this hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better, or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Brone.
Hey, we're so happy to be with you this week and so happy to be airing on great radio stations all over this country, just like XEPE AM 1700 serving San Diego, California.
San Diego, which has some of the very best weather in the whole country year-round, is located right on the Pacific Ocean in very southern California and just 15 miles from Mexico. And with a population of about 1.5 million, it's the second largest city in California and the eighth largest city in the United States. And I was kind of surprised to hear that. I'm not sure I would have guessed that San Diego would be the eighth largest, because there's some pretty big cities, especially in Texas. So everybody down in San Diego, if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, certainly. I've spent a lot of time in San Diego. I have a brother-in-law that lives there, and a big footprint of that. I mean, that's a big area. Of course, you have your traditional downtown area that's positioned around the water, and then you have just this large area, and he lives out in an area called Encinitas, which is very nice, just north of there. But so Joe, we have a station here with a X.
I saw that.
X-E-P-E. Occasionally, we have one of these. Why is it an X and not a W or a K?
I first thought maybe because it was close to Mexico and it's registered in Mexico or something. I have no idea.
That's pretty much it. It's the location of the stick, the tower. In the radio business, we call it a stick instead of an antenna. See,
if you say so.
It's more cool. So the stick is located in Mexico, but it serves the San Diego area and like that. And, W's and K's and all of that kind of thing, because W is associated with radio and television stations east of the Mississippi. And this was initiated back in like 1912.
Okay.
That they said, okay, any station over here, you're going to be a W. Anyone over here, you're going to be a K. Hey, if you're in Canada, we're going to start with a C and this kind of thing. So you have, those and then down in Mexico, it starts with an X. But there's a few exceptions there. Mm-hmm. And any of those exceptions that you see like that will generally be stations that have been in existence since well before 1912.
Wow.
You know, so when you see one that's out of place like that, they've been there a while. So,
well, that's muy bueno.
Yeah. There you go. So, okay, let's go right to our phone lines. Larry is in Illinois. Larry, welcome to the Today's Home Owner Radio Show.
Hi, thank you. I've got a heat pump that the inside unit is in our attic above a couple bedrooms.
Uh huh.
And every now and then it can get kind of loud when it runs. So I was just wondering, is there something that I could do to make that quieter?
Okay.
You know, does it wake up the kids?
Okay. There are several things you can do. First of all, quietening down at the unit itself is probably not something you can do unless there's a bearing or some working part there that is starting to wear out, then it will start making more and more noise. But a lot of the times the noise and the disruption that you have from a unit like this is because of vibration. And more air conditioning companies are suspending the unit actually from the rafters so that it has no connection necessarily to your ceiling joists that could cause the little bit of rattling like that. Now, have you put insulation under? Do you have insulation under it between the unit and the ceiling area?
Yes. We've got the blown-in insulation in that attic there, yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you, Joe, what do you think on do you think the could lessen the transmission of this sound by using potentially some bat insulation there instead of the blown, like something more dense like mineral wool or strong
right,
wool?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, Larry, if you're going to try to block some of this sound with insulation, rock wool or mineral wool is definitely the way to go. The other thing is, if this is making, you seem to indicate that it's making a lot of noise sometimes, but not every time it runs. Is that true?
Yes. It seems like it's on those really cold days or nights, and it kicks in like it's got an emergency heat or second heat.
Well, I've got a couple of suggestions. First, you really might want to just call in a HVAC technician, have him check this out just to make sure that the unit itself isn't damaged or wearing out. They could replace the fan or replace the motor. They don't have to replace the whole thing. Or if he says it's working fine, then the other two things I would suggest is, as Danny said, they could suspend it from the rafters. They make something called the vibration isolation dampeners. And these are essentially just thick rubber gaskets, for lack of a better word, that will help absorb some of the vibration and kill some of the sound. And then the other thing that works really well, they do make an item called a compressor sound blanket, and it's specifically designed for wrapping around the unit itself. It's kind of like, if you ever seen those insulation blankets they put around water heaters, which are meant to hold in the heat. But in this case, these are specifically designed to deaden sound. Now, if this thing's rattling and grinding and making noise because the bearings are wearing out, there's no point wrapping it up in a blanket because, I mean, it'll quiet it down, but it's not going to help the issue. So that's why I think the first order to business is a call in an HVAC technician and then say, okay, if the motor and the fan are fine, then what do you think about either the isolation dampeners or the sound blankets?
Okay. Sounds great.
I think one or more of those situations will definitely help quieten things down. You don't want a bunch of whiny kids waking them up at night like that. You want to make sure they get plenty of sleep, right, Larry?
That's right.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you and your family have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Hey, I just want to be able to announce the winner of our Backyard Paradise contest.
Great.
It took us a little while to decide this because there were close to 7,000 entries from some from every state in the country. And a big congratulations going out to Donna Petrie of Hurricane, West Virginia. She's the winner of our Backyard Paradise contest, sponsored, of course, by Pavestone and Quikrete. We'll be heading up to West Virginia to visit Donna and her family very, very soon and transform her backyard into something she and her family will be proud of and will enjoy for years to come. It appears to be a really nice family.
Great.
The husband's very involved with their two children with Little League sports and constantly going to the ballpark and spending a lot of time there. Donna even works in the concession stand sometimes. So they really have a great slice of Americana there that we're going to visit. And our friends at Pavestone and Quick Read are in the process of designing everything. So we'll keep you posted on that, and especially when that special episode will air on the Today's Homeowner television show.
And the place called Hurricane sounds like maybe they have really high winds. I'm not sure why it'd be called Hurricane.
I know.
Yeah, if you're selling paved stone and quickcrete concrete, maybe that's the perfect place to be installing these products. Keep them in the yard.
That works out pretty good. Hey, with the hotter weather just around the corner, did you know that picking the right type of roof can help you save up to 40% on your annual energy costs? Energy Star qualified metal roofs are often called cool roofs because they're designed to re-emit sun's non-visible heat-producing rays to help lower your roof temperature. And as the summer temperatures heat up, that'll make a big difference in your family's comfort as well as your energy bill. Here's a few other tips to keep in mind to help you beat the heat this season.
And even if you just install basic unpainted metal roofs, they'll reflect much more solar radiation than like asphalt shingles, which typically absorb and hold the heat for much longer. And of course, that means your attic will get hot and your house will get hot.
That's right. And choosing the proper colors and coatings and low glare metal roofs reflect most of the non-visible UV and infrared sun rays. That's the kind that produce the most heat. And certainly you can save a lot of money. Even darker colored metal roofs will help lower your home's temperature during the sizzling summer season.
And to maximize energy savings, make sure that you have proper insulation, proper airflow, and ventilations in all seasons, not just in the summer. And then check the local building codes in your area to make sure that your insulation meets or exceeds those standards.
Exactly right. So if you plan to re-roof this season, make sure you maximize your long-term energy savings by installing a quality metal roof. And you can learn a lot more by visiting metalroofing.com. Hey, coming up, we're going to have a lot more information for you. We're going to talk about composite decks. We're going to talk about fly problems and how to solve it and a lot of other things here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Now, this is prime time for cookouts, and if you're in the market for a new gas grill, then here's what you'll need to know. This week, we're featuring the new Nex Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill with Side Burner. It's crafted from polished stainless steel and porcelain-coated steel materials. And with 618 square inches of total cooking space, it's the right size to cook for small gatherings or large parties. It uses stainless steel burners, angled flame tamers, and enhanced grates that work together to distribute consistent heat across the entire cooking surface and to help you reduce those grill flare-ups that can completely ruin a nice cookout. Plus, the stainless steel shelves, side shelves, and the front condiment tray makes the grilling even more convenient. So for more information, and it's called the Nex Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill, you log on to homedepot.com for more information and find out where you can get your brand new grill. Nothing like it. I have a brand new grill sitting on my back porch right now.
Have you used it yet?
No, I've got to install the darn thing. I got to. We're building the outdoor kitchen, right. And then of course we'll put the countertop on, and then I'll be able to slip the grill in there. But there's a lot you have to consider in petitions and exactly the spacing and all of that, because you can get too much. You know, you can put too much in one area.
Right.
And so I think I got it all figured out, and we're about halfway through with it right now.
Oh, good. Because where you live down in Mobile, you probably get to use that almost year-round, right?
Oh, except, yeah. Yeah,
right? And we're putting you really get the use out of it.
This tremendous Braun exterior vent hood over it, you know, that,
wow.
you know, you could, that works, and you need it to work because, right. You know, when you get in there and you're, you know, maybe have your side burner going and you're cooking burgers or whatever, that, all of that smoke, if you don't control it and get it away from you, not only does it build up heat in that area, it can really make a wall and a ceiling just look terrible after a little while.
And earlier we were talking about the, one of the trends, remodeling trends, is adding outdoor kitchens and cooking spaces. Anything we didn't mention is, but any product you buy and going to put outdoors, check with the manufacturer. Make sure it's rated to be left outdoors, because some of them aren't. If you put, in your case, a range hood that doesn't belong outside, it's not going to last. It's going to rust and, out or stop working. So,
and people make that big mistake a lot of times with their outdoor refrigerators, the little under-counter refrigerators. I'll tell you what, a traditional one that you might have in your dorm room or something like that will not last outside.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's not going to get rained on directly, the humidity out there can make a big, big difference.
Same with TVs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, talking about humidity, that leads right into a little problem Patricia is having. She's on the phone with us right now. Patricia, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it. We live in an older home. It's actually like 100 years old. We've lived there for 35 years. And we the low part is 16 inches and the high part is 39 inches. Total, we have 7 vents, 12 by 24, and we have expanded metal on the sides. Now, we've had to replace one of the room or the floors, but my husband left the old floor joists in there. Does he need to take that out, is one question. Or is it okay, it's still in there?
Yeah, it's probably just fine that it's still in there. As you know, if he was able to work around that, no problem at all for it to leave it in there. I wouldn't think it would present any problem at all.
Okay. And also, we have it underpinned with metal. Is that a problem, or is that, you know, okay, too?
Not really. As long as you have cross ventilation there. I mean, you mentioned 7 vents. As long as they're, you know, divided up around the house to where you're getting the ability for air to blow in and air to exhaust out from all of the different sides of the house, and certainly making sure no plants, shrubs, or anything are blocking any of those vents are extremely important as well.
Yes, sir. And one of our really thing, the humidity is really still high, but we do not have the fans, the cross fans that you're talking about.
Okay.
So we need to get them.
Well, I'm really speaking of the vents, not necessarily fans. Now, I will mention the fan, but the first thing, let me ask you this. Do you have plastic laying on the ground underneath the house?
We did, but it was not the 6 millimeter. The 6 mil that you recommended, so that's going to be our next thing to do.
Yeah. Good. Well, that right away will make a tremendous difference because there's so much moisture that just migrates up. You might not even know that it's migrating into your house, but when you're running your air conditioner or heater, it's pulling from everywhere it can to push air through your air handler unit. So that's why it's so important that you have all of the gaps around your house all sealed up. But the same for underneath the floor, because if you really get underneath your house with a bright light and look around carefully, there's a lot of holes there. There's holes where wires go up into your walls. There's underneath your bathtubs, you'll have some little gaps there where the drain has been cut out for. Things like this, as much of that as you can seal, and then putting the 6 mil plastic right on the ground, that right there usually solves a lot of moisture problems. But in situations, and also I must mention, you want to make sure no water is trending under there, like a downspout that's not routed properly, or during a heavy rain, any area that's allowing water to trek under there, that needs to be repaired from the outside to curtail any of that water going under the house.
Okay. Now, on the plastic, does it matter if it's clear or black?
It doesn't matter. Either one works fine to block that moisture out. But for with real severe situations like this, Patricia, I have used what I call a ring fan. It just looks like something you'd have on the front of your radiator on your car. But they're available that you mount it on the inside of one of your vents. You wire it up and you put a humidistat on it and set it about 60%. So what happens is when the humidity does get up in that area in your underneath your house, it turns it on and it blows the air out of that vent that creates a breeze throughout the underside of your house to move that moist air out of there. And it's automatic, so you don't have to worry about it. It's not that expensive, and that will be a good peace of mind for you to be able to minimize that moisture that's under the house.
Okay. I think that's all that I had.
Okay. Well, best of luck on that. It really is something that you do need to take care of, because it will be can cause a lot more problems. It can bring the bugs in from all over the place, and certainly after a while can start deteriorating. Joe, we certainly we're going to have to come up with a Today's Homeowner Foundation exhaust fan, don't we? I mean,
yeah, we should. Know. Yeah, the Joe and Danny fan. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the Danny and Joe fan.
Yeah, yeah. we've got a lot of things that we deal with here on Today's Homeowner, and we're going to tell you a lot more information. Plus, we have another simple solution coming up in just a little while. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
We're great at moving hot air.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to remind you, you can pick up the phone and call us anytime, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, I want to encourage you to sign up for our Today's Homeowner newsletter. It comes out every single week on a Thursday morning to inspire you for the weekend. It's completely free, and we do not use your emails for anything other than sending you this great current information from us here at Today's Homeowner. So just go to todayshomeowner.com and sign up for the newsletter right there on the main page. And also, thanks for all the the great emails we're getting about today's homeowner show being on Amazon Prime. Joe, you would not believe all of the new people that have discovered today's homeowner.
Yeah.
And we have season 21 is now on there.
Wow.
And within the next month, we will have all 21 seasons on Amazon Prime. And some people have even made the accusation, Joe, that you and I look different back 21 years ago than we do now.
Not better, just different. Well, that's a little discouraging. Yes.
I know. You look different. Well, okay. Well, what does that mean?
Thank you, so. I think. Yeah. Well, it's really, I mean, TV shows have learned that through syndication, that when they re-release an old TV series, they get a whole new audience, right? Because people, maybe they had their initial audience was during the 1970s, 1980s. Then it gets released in the 2000s. And a whole new generation of people, it's almost like a brand new TV show.
That's
so
right.
I'm sure that's happening. You're getting a generation of homeowners who didn't own homes, you know, 21 years ago. So that's great. And we take questions and we try to answer anybody, regardless whether it's your very first home or you're moving for the 10th
right.
time. So, we love hearing from homeowners all across the country.
Absolutely. Let's go to Maine right now. Tina's on the phone with a question about flies. Boy, this is the time of year for it. Tina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, we moved into our home last summer, and we noticed almost immediately how many flies were in this house, and we hired a pest control person in April at a neighbor's recommendation and to help us with the flies, and we noticed fast results. But I'm just wondering if we can do the pest control ourselves. It's quite expensive, and I was wondering if it's possible for me to purchase what they use and just do it myself.
Yeah, that's a common question a lot of people have about controlling some of the pests around the home. Do you have any idea what they did? How did they treat it? Was it just a perimeter spray, or did they put any type of device inside the home? Do you know how they attacked it?
Yes, no device. What they did was they sprayed windows. I don't believe they did a perimeter spray because at that time we had snow.
Okay.
So.
I see. All right. Well, there's a lot of different methods out there. Of course, you know, the age-old problems. I live down in the South, and so during the summer, so many people leaving their doors and windows open. I've seen all kinds of gadgets and home remedies for flies. And, Joe, I remember us talking about this quite a while. It seemed like you told a story about a buddy of yours down in Miami that had kind of a unique thing. What was that?
Yeah, Tina, this is I've not tried this. A buddy of mine tried it. Now, this worked for outdoor flies, and I think it works outside because it has to be in the sun, but he hung a clear plastic bag full of water from a string or a wire, whatever it was, off the gutter of his house near where he was seeing lots of flies, and the flies just disappeared. And it had something to do with the light refraction from the sun shining through the water and the plastic. I'm not sure why that bothered flies, but that would work outside. Now, your flies are indoors, right? So now you said you had this fly problem during the winter when there was snow on the ground. Is that correct?
Well, we started seeing them when it started warming up. And then we got another snow.
Right.
These are cluster flies, which actually come out of the ground.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. Right. Because house flies and cluster flies are actually different, and you have to treat them differently. And for people who aren't aware, if you don't know the difference, the house flies are about a quarter inch long, and the cluster flies, and sometimes they're called attic flies for some reason, they're slightly longer. And the real difference is that house flies, when they're at rest, their wings do not overlap. And with cluster flies, the wings overlap. So that's how you can tell the difference, because you do have to treat them differently. And the reason you noticed an immediate improvement when the pest control person came out is that he just sprayed poison and killed them all. And the one that didn't get exposed to the poison flew away and hid away or whatever, and they came out afterwards. So that's the only downside of a contact remedy like that. If you're not contacting the fly, it is precisely with the, in this case, a spray of some sort, you're not going to kill them. So for a cluster fly, I think you need to, there's one indoor easy recipe that I used. In a small bowl, you mix a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, and a few squirts of liquid dish soap, and just leave it out, and you can use several of these. What happens is the flies are attracted by the sugar and the vinegar, and they get stuck by the soap, and they'll just die off. So you could try that. I mean, otherwise, the only other thing to do is just buy some insecticide and spray around wherever you see them.
Well, that should be a nice little mixture to make your make a little more pleasant inside the house there. And that recipe that Joe just mentioned, that formula, will be listed on the radio page. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com and click on Listen, and that'll be there waiting on you so that you can fill all of that out. Hey, coming up, we're going to take a few emails and tell you how you can win a great giveaway from our friends at Leviton. Also, we got a simple solution coming up and a lot of other information to guarantee that you'll have the best looking house on the block. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we love getting emails and we try to cover as many of them as we can each week. This one came in from Andy from Tennessee. My wife wants to add a deck onto the back of our home, but I keep putting her off.
That's not good.
That's not good. We had one at our last house, and I felt like I spent all my time cleaning and staining and sealing it. Is there a way to make her happy without ruining most of our weekends with work? Boy, I hear the frustration there. Well, that's a great question, Andy. And if you want to make her happy and want a deck without all of those maintenance chores, we certainly recommend a composite deck, not a wood deck. Composites retain their beauty for decades with very little upkeep, so you don't need to worry about sanding, staining, painting. And our friends at Trex that we've worked with quite a bit have the world's number one brand of composite decking. Their high-performance composites resist fading, scratching, as well as mold, and they won't warp, crack, or splinter. So, in fact, the only maintenance you really need is a little soap and water cleaning once or twice a year. Trex won't stain like wood does, so you don't have to worry about spilled food, drop grill tools, or wet planter pots. And I'll tell you, right now, at Home Depot, they have Trex in stock. So drop by the Home Depot and check out some of the new Trex products, and I think that will solve the problem you might be encountering there at your house, Andy. Okay, I want to make sure we got that email in, but right now I want to make sure we get our simple solution in this hour. Joe, what do you have?
Okay, Danny, here's a simple yet effective way to prevent eyeglasses or safety glasses from fogging up when they're worn with a dust mask. Right. So first of all, a lot of people wear masks these days. But anytime you're working around, you know, on a woodworking project, indoors or out, doesn't matter. You should always protect your breathing, your lungs with a dust mask of some sort. But, you know, we also recommend always wearing safety glasses. So what? How do you prevent them? And they fog up, it seems like, in some cases, almost instantaneously. So I've tried this, and it actually works. What you do is you coat the inside and outside of both lenses with shaving cream. Just a roll of shaving cream, squirt a big dab of it on the outside and inside. Then with your fingertips, just rub the cream onto the lenses for several seconds. Then rinse under cold water, dry them, and put them on. I've tried this and have remained fog-free for probably 4 to 5 hours, something like that. And you know, it doesn't last forever, but if you do that every time you put on the glasses, first of all, you might go through a lot more shaving cream, but you won't get your glasses all fogged up. So definitely try that because it does work.
Oh, that's a great simple solution. I can tell people, I guarantee you people right now are filing that away to use because, again, people are wearing a lot of glasses. I mean, a lot of masks and then the glasses along with it. That's a very frustrating thing. Hey, before we leave on this hour, I'd like to let you know that we're right in the middle of a special giveaway from our friends at Leviton in recognition of Electrical Safety Month. It's the 20-a-day AFCI giveaway for your chance to win an AFCI, which is an arc fault circuit interrupt. Are completely free. Just head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Now, what's an AFCI? Well, it stands for arc fault circuit interrupter, and it looks a lot like a regular electrical outlet when it's installed, but it can literally save your life by preventing electrical fires. AFCI will detect arcs in your wiring and will immediately cut the power off to keep your family safe. So make sure you enter the giveaway, todayshomeowner.com/giveaway, now through June 1st. Now, that pretty much wraps up this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, hey, don't worry about it. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/listen so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast, Today's Homeowner Podcast, is available wherever you download your podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.